This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to Nathaniel Walden, attorney at law of the Schiller Law Office, address on file. Dear Mr. Walden, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Hansel Roman, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is H-A-N-S-E-L, last name Roman, R-O-M-A-N. On October 21st, 2025, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 31-year-old male, height 6'0" tall, weight 185 pounds, who was involved in an injury as a construction worker, working on the median when he was hit by an automobile on or about August 7th of 2020, period. He was launched approximately 20 yards. He was unconscious, and he struck his head, period. He had pain in his bilateral knees, comma, low back, comma, neck, comma, left hand, comma, nose, comma, and diffuse pain, period. Despite adequate treatment, present day he is still having pain in both knees, comma, neck, comma, low back, comma, left hand, comma, nose, comma, and aggravation of his post-traumatic stress disorder symptoms, period. New paragraph. In reference to the right knee, he was told he had a right tibial shaft fracture. He had surgeries, period. It is a constant stabbing type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 2 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. The pain is non-radiating, period. New paragraph. In reference to his left knee, he also had a tibial shaft fracture and required surgeries, period. The pain is intermittent, approximately 4 hours per day, period. It is a stabbing-type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 2 out of 10 to a bad day of 6 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down the leg, period. New paragraph. In reference to the low back pain, it is intermittent, period. It is approximately 2 hours per day, period. It is a burning pain that ranges in intensity from a good day of 2 out of 10 to a bad day of 7 out of 10, period. The pain is non-radiating, period. New paragraph. In reference to the neck, it is a constant pain, period. It is a stiffness and throbbing, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 4 out of 10 to a bad day of 9 out of 10, period. The pain radiates to the left shoulder, period. New paragraph. In reference to the left hand, he was told he had 2 fractures. He was treated with a brace, period. The pain is intermittent, lasting approximately 2 hours per day, period. The location are the last 2 digits, period. He has problems with pain and diminished range of motion, period. The pain is throbbing with an intensity on a good day of 3 out of 10 to a bad day of 7 out of 10, period. The pain radiates to the fingers, period. New paragraph. In reference to the nose, he was told he had a septal fracture with deviation, period. It did require surgery, period. The pain is intermittent, period. It lasts approximately 4 hours per day, period. It is a throbbing type pain that ranges in intensity from a good day of 3 out of 10 to a bad day of 6 out of 10, period. The pain is non-radiating, period. He does have problems breathing out of his nostrils, period. New paragraph. In reference to the post-traumatic stress disorder and depression, this is an aggravation of a pre-existing condition, period. The onset was 2 to 3 months before the accident. When he was getting drug treatment, period. The patient had an aggravation of the PTSD after the accident, period. is experiencing symptoms of loneliness, comma, problem sleeping, comma, diminished appetite, comma, suicidal thoughts, comma, and other similar depressive symptoms, period. He was treated with medicine and counseling, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment, as best recollected by the patient, was that day ambulance took him to the emergency room at Eskenazi. He was admitted approximately 2 months, period. He had several surgeries and he had sutures in his head, period. After the hospitalization, he was seen at Community Rehab Hospital. He was admitted for approximately 1 month with physical therapy and occupational therapy, period. He was sent home with several follow-up visits. He saw several doctors, period. He was never released to work, period. He is presently working 30 hours of work as a personal trainer, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems with housework, comma, yard work, comma, sports such as basketball and soccer, comma, lifting over 80 pounds, comma, sitting over 2 hours, comma, standing over 90 minutes, comma, walking over 40 minutes, comma, breathing out of his nose, comma, being in large crowds, comma, being at parties, comma, get-togethers with family and friends, comma, socializing, comma, and problems with girlfriends, period. New paragraph. Medication denies other than over-the-counter medicines for this condition, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter medicine, comma, exercises, comma, and a PRN knee brace, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for post-traumatic stress disorder, period. New paragraph. Past surgical history reveals he had several surgeries for the conditions associated with this work injury, period. He did have sutures in his finger as a child, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals in high school while doing sports, he sprained his right knee. He saw his family doctor and healed in approximately 1 month without any treatment or medication, period. The patient has had no other injuries to his knees, period. The patient never injured his neck and low back in the past, period. The patient never injured his left hand other than sutures as a child, period. The patient never injured or fractured his nose in the past, period. The patient did have post-traumatic stress disorder symptoms before the surgery as outlined earlier in this letter, period. The patient has not had prior work injuries, period. The patient has not had prior auto accidents, period. New paragraph. Patient's occupation, he was a construction worker and missed 5 years of work. He is presently working 30 hours a week as a personal trainer in the gym, period. New paragraph. Upon review of the medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent findings. Eskenazi Health Operative Report, date of procedure, August 7th, 2020, post-op diagnosis, 1, right type 3A, open tibial shaft fracture, 2, left tibial shaft fracture, period. Procedures performed, 1, intramedullary nailing, 2, placement of left tibia, uniplanar external fixator, period. Uniplanar is spelled UNIPLANAR. Number 3, irrigation and debridement, right type 3A, open tibial shaft fracture, period. 4, closed reduction with manipulation, left tibial shaft fracture, period. End of report. um, Operative note, August 8th, 2020. Procedure performed, 1 intramedullary nailing, comma, left segmental tibial shaft fracture, 2 removal of left tibial external fixator under anesthesia, period. End of report. Operative note, August 25th, 2020, post-op diagnosis, 1, status post polytrauma, comma, bilateral lower extremities, period, 2, displaced bucket handle tear, comma, left lateral meniscus, comma, left knee, period. Procedures, 1, examination under anesthesia, left knee, 2, diagnostic arthroscopy, 3, arthroscopic debridement, multiple compartments, 4, lateral meniscus repair, 5, therapeutic injection, period. End of report. Another operative note, Eskenazi, August 14th, 2020. Procedure is 1, arthroscopic assisted reduction with internal fixation, right knee tibial eminence, period. 2, multi-compartment debridement. 3, therapeutic injection, period. End of report. Another op note, ENT, February 24th, 2021. Post-op diagnosis is nasal septal deviation, comma, saddle nose deformity, comma, close fracture of nasal septum, period. Procedure performed, 1, major septal reconstruction, 3, rib graft right, 3, bilateral inferior turbinate ablation, 4, bilateral inferior turbinate lateralization, period. End of report. Therapy progress notes, January 28th, 2021. I met with the patient to face-to-face to provide individual therapy, period. End of report. In terms of therapy, this appears to be psychiatric therapy for that visit, period. End of report. I did review an extensive amount of hundreds and hundreds of pages of other medical records as well, period. Records indicate on August 7th, 2020, he presented to the emergency department at Eskenazi Hospital. Period. On that date, he underwent intramedullary nailing, a right open tibial shaft fracture, and placement of left tibial planar external fixator. Period. They did closed reduction and manipulation of the left tibial shaft fracture, period. On August 9th, 2020, underwent intramedullary nailing of the left tibial shaft fracture and removal of the left tibial external fixator, period. On August 14th, he underwent arthroscopic reduction with internal fixation, right knee tibial eminence, period. On August 25th, 2020, he had diagnostic arthroscopy of the left knee with debridement, period. His non-operative left-hand fractures were immobilized in a splint, period. From October 6, 2020 to January 28, 2021, he underwent behavioral health counseling, period. On November 24th, 2020, he was seen at the surgical specialty hand center for persistent left hand pain, particularly pain and stiffness involving left fourth and fifth digits, period. The patient was seen by ENT for persistent TMG pain, epistaxis, and nasal congestion, period. He was recommended a bite splint for his TMJ symptoms, period. And on January 25th, 2021, followed up at Eskenazi Clinics for his neck pain, period. He was found to have segmental left fib fracture, as well as right fractures, period. On February 3rd, 2021, seen at ENT clinic for evaluation of the nasal obstruction, period. Endoscopy of the nose was performed in the office that day, and he had significant mechanical nasal obstruction, period. They recommended surgery, which was done, period. On March 29th, 2021, he returned to Dr. Shively, Shively, for follow-up. He was noted to have a non-union in reference to the right tibial fracture. They recommended to proceed with the repair of the non-union, period. On April 30th, 2021, underwent repair of the right tibial non-union and hardware removal of the right tibia, period. On April 30th, he was taken to the OR for removal of the right tibial intramedullary nail and replacement, period. It was presumed to be complicated by infection, because he had an open fracture and went on to have non-union, period. On August 26, 2021, MRI of the left knee showed healed posterior horn medial meniscus tear, period. It also showed chronic anterior cruciate ligament tearing and scarring, and chronic medial collateral ligaments sprain, S-P-R-A-I-N-E, period. On orthopedic follow-up on September 9th, 2021, it was determined that he needed hardware removal for his ACL reconstruction in the future, period. On March 1st, 2022, underwent application of left lower extremity multi-planar external fixator. With repair of the left tibial malunion and removal of deep implant of the intramedullary nail, period. On orthopedic clinic note, August 7th, 2023, it was determined that the patient had significant instability of his knee due to the ACL tear period. They elected for ACL reconstruction, period. They chose a quadriceps tendon autograft, period. On September 13th, 2023, he underwent left knee arthroscopy, left knee anterior cruciate ligament reconstruction with quadriceps tendon autograft, comma, and left knee lateral meniscus debridement, period. MRI of the right knee, February 26, 2024, showed a signal alteration involving the posterior root of the medial meniscus, concerning for radial tear, period. Later discussion for more surgery with removal of the tibial spine screws, as well as removal of the tibial rod were entertained, period. On March 29, 2024, he underwent removal of the intramedullary nail from the right tibia and removal of two screws from within the knee, period. On July 23, 2024, he underwent right knee arthroscopy, comma, right knee anterior cruciate ligament reconstruction with posterior tibial tendon allograft, period. Allograft is A-L-L-O-G-R-A-F-T, period. Notes from Objective Medical, LLC. Show an impairment rating. They state that the right lower limb injuries are rated according to the knee grid as the tibial shaft and tibial spine fractures ultimately healed, and he apparently had normal range of motion and strength at the time of MMI with no objective abnormal findings at MMI. The fractures are associated with a class 0 impairment equivalent to a 0% lower extremity impairment, period. The ACL was repaired with no residual instability, and they gave him a 0% lower extremity impairment, period. They state that he has a 2% lower extremity impairment that converts to a 1% whole body impairment, period. They state that, therefore, for the right lower limb injuries, he is assigned a 1% whole person impairment rating, period. In rating the left lower extremity, it is noted that he had a left tibial shaft fracture necessitating surgery, period. They say that the left tibial shaft fracture corresponds with class 0 impairment and a 0% lower extremity impairment, period. In reference to the left knee, is assigned a 0% lower extremity impairment, period. They state that his findings correspond with a 2% lower extremity impairment, period. This converts to a 1% whole body impairment, period. They gave him a 1% whole body impairment for his left lower limb injuries, period. In rating the nasal injuries, they gave him a 0% impairment, period. In reference to the cervical myofascial pain, he was given a 2% whole body impairment, period. Lastly, in rating the left hand, The records reflect a left fifth-digit mallet finger with a flexion deformity and a left fourth-digit dorsal dislocation with decreased extension of the PIP joint period. They gave him a 6% digital impairment, which is a 1% impairment of the hand or 1% of the upper extremity or 0% for the whole person period. Therefore, he is assigned 0% whole body impairment for his finger period. In reference to the ring finger, they gave him a 10% impairment of the ring finger or 1% of the hand, which is 1% of the upper extremity and 1% of the whole person. Therefore, for his left hand injuries, he is given 1% whole body impairment period. Combining all the above impairments, he is given 2% for the right lower extremity, 2% for the left lower extremity, 2% for the cervical spine, and 1% for the left hand, combined to 7% whole body impairment period. And this was generated on June 22nd, 2025 period. End of report. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after performing the IME and reviewing the above medical records, have found that all of his treatment is outlined above and for which he has sustained as a result of the work injury of August 7th, 2020, were all appropriate, reasonable, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me today, Dr. Mandel, the patient presented with a flat affect, period. He was restless, He also was very anxious and appeared depressed, period. The patient presented with an abnormal gait, period. ENT examination revealed pupils equal and reactive flight and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. There was tenderness to palpation of the bridge and diffuse nasal area, period. There was diminished airflow bilaterally, and there was a septal deviation noted, period. There was examination of the jaw revealed a temporomandibular joint click, period. Auscultation of the heart was regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs clear, period. Cervical examination revealed abnormalities with paravertebral muscle spasm, period. There was loss of normal cervical lordotic curve, period. There was diminished strength and tenderness noted in the neck, period. Flexion was diminished by 12 degrees, extension 16 degrees, side bending 22 degrees on the left, 14 degrees on the right, rotation on the left 20 degrees, and on the right 22 degrees, period. Thoracic examination was unremarkable, period. Lumbar examination revealed paravertebral muscle spasm noted. There was tenderness and diminished strength noted. There was diminished range of motion with flexion diminished by 22 degrees and extension by 6 degrees, period. Auscultation of the heart regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs clear, period. Abdominal examination was soft with normal bowel sounds, period. Examination of the right knee was abnormal, period. There was a 15-centimeter vertical surgical scar involving the anterior right knee, period. There were three other scars in the immediate knee region, one 3 centimeters and another 4 centimeters vertical. Let me scratch that about there were three other scars involving the right knee. I'm going to say there was a 7-centimeter arch-shaped scar involving the right medial knee region, period. There was both a 3- and a 4-centimeter vertical wide scar involving the right lower anterior and medial leg, period. In reference to the left knee area, there was a 5-centimeter vertical scar involving the left anterior knee, period. There was a 7-centimeter vertical scar involving the right anterior knee area, period. There were multiple scars involving the right lower knee and right mid-medial aspect of his leg, as well as the right ankle area, period. There were discoloration scars involving the bilateral dorsal hands, period. There were multiple scars involving the forehead, period. There was a 1-centimeter vertical scar involving the left lateral bridge of his nose. There was a scar in the right scalp, period. Further examination of the extremities revealed examination of the right knee with tenderness and crepitance, period. There was diminished strength, period. The knee was unstable and lax, period. Flexion was diminished by 36 degrees and external rotation diminished by 8 degrees, period. In reference to the left knee, there was tenderness, diminished strength, and it was unstable, period. There was diminished range of motion with flexion diminished by 34 degrees and extension by 10 degrees, period. Examination of the upper extremities revealed diminished grip strength bilaterally. Examination of the right arm and hand was normal, period. Examination of the left hand was abnormal with a deformity of the left fifth finger at the DIP joint, which appeared to be a hook-type deformity, best described as a mallet deformity, period. There was diminished strength in digits left 4 and 5, period. There was swelling of the fourth digit, period. There was diminished range of motion in both digits 4 and 5, period. New paragraph. Neurological examination revealed diminished sensation involving the left anterior lower knee area, period. There was this diminished sensation involving the right anterior knee and right lower anterior ankle region, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2/4, period. On neurological examination, please add reflexes were at 2/4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are 1, right knee trauma, comma, pain, comma, and strain, period. Number 2, right tibial shaft fracture requiring ORIF, complicated by non-union, requiring additional surgical revision, period. Number 3, right medial meniscus tear requiring medial meniscectomy. Number 4, right tibial spine fracture requiring surgery. Number 5, right ACL tear requiring surgery. Number 6, left knee trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, comma, tibial shaft fracture requiring ORIF, complicated by non-union, requiring additional surgical revision, period. Number 7, left lateral meniscus tear requiring surgery. Number 8, left ACL tear requiring surgery. 9, nasal trauma, comma, pain, comma, septal trauma with deviation and fracture of the nasal septum requiring extensive surgery with major septal reconstruction with rib graft, period. Number 10, left hand trauma, comma, pain, comma, fourth digit PIP dislocation, comma, and fifth digit mallet deformity at the DIP period. Number 11, cervical trauma, comma, pain, comma, and strain. Number 12, temporomandibular joint dysfunction, period. Number 13, lumbar trauma, comma, pain, comma, and strain, period. Number 14, PTSD with depression aggravation, period. The above 14 diagnoses were directly caused by the work injury of August 7th, 2020, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering an impairment rating, period. I am utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, period. I totally disagree with that extremely low and irrelevant impairment rating that I commented on earlier in this report, period. In reference to the right knee and lower extremities, in reference to Table 16-3, the patient qualifies for a 7% lower extremity impairment, which converts to a 3% whole body impairment utilizing Table 16-10, period. In reference to the left knee and lower extremity utilizing Table 16-3, he qualifies for a 7% lower extremity impairment, which converts to a 3% whole body impairment utilizing Table 16-10, period. In reference to his nose utilizing Table 11-6, he qualifies for a 5% whole body impairment, period. In reference to his left hand utilizing Table 15-2, he qualifies for a 6% impairment of the fingers, of fingers 4 and 5, period. That's a 6% impairment of fingers 4 and 5, period. This equates to a 1% hand impairment, which equates to a 1% whole body impairment, period. In reference to the cervical area utilizing Table 17-2, he qualifies for a 3% whole body impairment, period. In reference to the lumbar area utilizing Table 17-4, he qualifies for a 3% whole body impairment, period. In reference to the post-traumatic stress disorder utilizing Tables 14-8 and 14-9, he qualifies for a 3% whole body impairment, period. When we combine the following impairments of 3%, plus 3%, plus 5%, plus 1%, plus 3%, plus 3%, plus 3%, utilizing the combined value charts, the patient has a 20% whole body impairment as a result of injuries from the work injury of August 7th, 2020, period. I want to emphasize this was a very serious injury that required an extensive hospitalization and multiple surgeries, period. As a patient ages, he will be much more susceptible to permanent arthritis in all of the involved areas, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. Because the patient is still having right knee pain of a severe nature, he will need further evaluation, period. I suspect he will need repeat surgery in his nose for the airway obstruction and continued deviation, period. Some injections in his back and knee will cost approximately $4,000, period. A brace for his back and knee will cost approximately $350 and need to be replaced every 2 years, period. Over-the-counter analgesic medicine and anti-inflammatories will be $95 a month for the remainder of his life, period. A TENS unit will cost $500, period. More physical therapy or chiropractic care will be $3,000, period. A temporomandibular joint splint will be $2,500, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. The patient gave me oral informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.